Hey friend, welcome back to Bible Tract Echoes. Thank you for joining me again today. I'm Mike McCurry, your host, and I'm so privileged to have the grand honor of speaking to you through this radio program. You know, I just had the opportunity not too long ago to sit down with some of Paul Levine's, they are grand nieces or great nieces. Paul Levine was their great uncle, if that makes any sense. But if you don't know Paul Levine, you're missing out. Paul Levine was the founder of Bible Tracts Incorporated all the way back in 1938. And I got to sit down with these dear ladies and hear about their recollections of our founder, the man who directed this ministry for about 60 years before the Lord called him home in 1996. I'm looking forward to some things we have in the pipeline to tell you about in future. But before we do that, let me take care of one or two administrative things. Is that all right? For those of you that listen on the radio, I want to say thank you so very much. We have over 100 different radio stations, multiple different radio networks that carry this broadcast. And I want to say to those people, the managers, the secretaries, the operations folks, everyone that makes each and every one of those radio stations run like a well-oiled machine, thank you so very much for making it possible for us to speak. You realize this program has been on the air since 1958, and we don't plan on slowing down anytime soon. But to our radio friends, both those in the stations and those that listen, I'd like to tell you something, I'd like to share something. For the last while, we've been also broadcasting this program as a YouTube show, a video version, but we've actually just stopped that. I realized I was banging my head against the wall. We figured I was doing this recording. I was doing these different segments, these Monday through Friday, 15 minutes a day. And I figured, why not set a camera up and do that at the same time? And what I've realized is multiple things. Number one, there's only so much time in the day. When you record something video, then you got to edit it for video, and then you have to release it, all those different types of things. But the biggest thing that it's really come home to roost, the clue bird has landed. I've realized this. Is when you try to do two things at the same time, and we endeavor to do things well, quality over quantity. When you try to do two or three things at the same time, sometimes you don't do all of them as well as they could be. And so we have sunsetted. We have decided not to do the video version of this broadcast anymore. It's just going to be, it's going to be for radio and of course on demand. If you search on your favorite podcast player, Apple, a podcast, and all those types of things, Spotify, you can find Bible Tract Echoes. But for our radio friends, this is where it's going to be. It's going to be audio only going forward, which I believe I've realized this just even in the past day or so of recording this program, it's going to be better. And I'm excited about that. And to our radio friends that have stuck with us, I am so very thankful. If you've listened and watched on the YouTube version, that's wonderful. But there will be some, because we're not doing the video version anymore, there is going to be some incredible projects that we're working on. I'm so very excited about sharing with you in the very near future. That being said, we just released a little bit of a fun video titled Why I Quit YouTube, or Why I Am Quitting YouTube. I've explained a little bit about it, but if you want a little sneak preview of some of the video things that will be coming from Bible Tracts Incorporated in the very near future, go watch that video. Search for Bible Tracts Inc., Bible Tracts Incorporated on YouTube. You'll find it. But going forward, I am so thankful for the opportunity I have to speak with each and every one of you. I'm looking forward to what God has for us through this program. And speaking of, something I did not acknowledge all that much was the fact that we are in a new year. We are just neck deep in 2024. Does it feel like we just had Christmas? It feels like it was both so long ago and so short ago, I guess, at the same time. I want to ask you, if you would, to tune your hearts and minds to what the Lord has for us today. I'm going to share with you just a little bit this week, a little bit of an update about our ministry. I've already done so, obviously, to this point on the radio broadcast today, but I'm going to ask you to listen in as I share my heart, a newsletter that we just put out. Many of you have probably received it in the mail, and many more of you will get it in the coming days. If you don't get it, but you'd like to, shoot me a text. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to add you to the list. You can text me at 309-316-7240. Just text me at 309-316-7240. We will make sure you are on the list. But I want to say this. I am grateful for each of you. Your prayers and generous giving have been the foundation of our ministry's successes. You enable us to spread the gospel far and wide. As we are firmly in this new year, your continued support, I don't just mean finances. That's, as you've heard many a time, that's a distant third on our list of priorities. First is prayer, and second is for people to use our gospel tracts. But your continued support greatly encourages us. I'm going to ask you, as I'm speaking to you for really just the next 7 minutes or so, I want you to think about what God has for you in this new year as it pertains to gospel tracts. Now, we are committed. Our desire is to keep you informed, engaged, and inspired through every avenue we can, including radio broadcasts like this. We're going to share victories and challenges and highlight the incredible impact of people like you and your support. But I'm going to ask you to think about what God would have you to do. In just a moment, I'm going to share with you some of the projects that we are currently working on, but I don't want you to just listen and be encouraged by what's going on the other side of the world. Yes, I want that to happen, but more than that, I want you to consider what God would have for you to do. You know, we have the opportunity to spread the gospel. This is really is our mission. It's our heartbeat. It's why we exist. Our mission is to spread the gospel to every corner of the globe. And that's why right now I'm excited to share some updates on a few different significant projects that illustrate our commitment to reaching far and near. I'm going to talk specifically about Fiji, Mexico, and Scotland. In Fiji and Mexico, we are in the process of shipping about 100,000 tracts to each of those places. These tracts are not just pieces of paper. They are seeds of hope designed to introduce individuals to the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. The cost for these projects is about $5,000 for each country, but that is an investment into the eternal destinies of countless individuals. The logistics of printing, shipping, and distributing these tracts are well worth the effort and well worth the investment. The potential impact on souls truly is immeasurable. Now, there's also a project we're working toward with Scotland. This one will be a little smaller, about 25,000 gospel tracts. One of my dear friends, Joe Katinsky. Joe, if you're listening out there, hello. Joe is going with a team of folks over to visit with some missionaries and work on behalf of those missionaries, putting gospel tracts onto approximately 25,000 doors or into 25,000 people's hands in the month of June. And so we are working toward that goal. And I'm so excited about the fact that there are people that are burdened for the gospel of Jesus Christ, not just here in America, but around the world. I'm going to ask you, if you would, to once again ponder, what would God have you to do? You know, you can go to Bible Tracts Incorporated. You can go there right now, BibleTractsInc.org, BibleTractsInc.org. That's our website. And you can order some gospel tracts. You can get a Mother's Day tract, like I talked about yesterday, a tribute to mother. You can get gospel tracts to give to veterans, to give to law enforcement, to give to those dealing with terminal illness, to those that need comfort in time of loss. There are so many options for gospel tracts that you can get, but I've got to ask, do you have any on hand right now? If you don't, right now is the best time to go to BibleTractsInc.org. BibleTractsInc.org. If you need help finding that, just shoot me a text. I'll give you that number one more time, real slow. Text me at 309-316-7240. 310. That's 309-316-7240. Now, friend, if you're listening right now and you're pondering, you're meditating on, and you're stuck in between making a decision or not making a decision, would you please just take that step forward? It might be a step of faith. You might think, how could I ever hand someone a gospel tract? Well, as I've said many a times before, there's so many different ways to use gospel tracts. One of them is to put them on a gas pump. We all visit a gas pump every once in a while. Really, we go and we take that hit to the wallet as we pump dollar bills into our gas tank. And we think, good night, can the price go any higher? And then we pull away. And we don't think about the fact that there will be someone stopping there in the very near future. And so I'd ask you, maybe you could get some gospel tracts. Maybe you could just leave one at that gas pump the next time you fill up. Now, friend, I've had a wonderful time with this broadcast, with the opportunity to fellowship with so many of you. Was just at a church not that long ago on a Sunday and preached, and folks told me that they listened to the program. Can't tell you what it means to me, from Wisconsin to New Mexico, Arizona, Washington State, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, down to Florida, across the world, and the Philippines, and you name it. People might be listening to this program. I want to say thank you. I'm looking forward to the days ahead. I'm looking forward to what God has for us on the video front of things with YouTube and all that. But I'm looking forward to what God has for this radio broadcast. It's been going on for about 65 years, but we don't plan on slowing down anytime soon. Now, before we sign off, I'm going to give you one last call to action. I know I've already given you multiple, the chief being to go to BibleTracksInc.org and order some gospel tracts. Have I mentioned, by the way, that they are free? They are F-R-E-E. That spells free. You can go to BibleTracksInc.org. That's how this ministry was founded, 1938, Dr. Paul Levine. We give out gospel tracts for free. Yes, we subsist by the grace of God and the giving of God's people of projects like Fiji and Mexico, Scotland. Those projects happen because God's people give. And if you feel led to do that, you can donate right on our website. But more than that, I want to ask you, if you would, to tune in tomorrow. Yes, we'd be wonderful if you decide to partner with our ministry in a financial way. Great. But I want you to tune in tomorrow, because what we're going to be talking about on the broadcast is such a needful thing. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to tune in tomorrow. That's the last call to action for today. All right. My prayer, as always, is that you have a great day for His glory. We'll plan on talking to you soon. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample booklet of all of our tracts, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 130, Dwight, Illinois 60420. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTracksInc.org. That's BibleTracksInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracts Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve Him.